Hello everyone, my name is Yochai Kiryati and I'm a program manager on the Azure team. Today, I want to show you how easy it is to start with Azure Functions. Azure Functions is an event-driven, compute-on-demand experience that extends the existing Azure application platform. Azure Functions allow you to listen and react to events across your stack with compute-on-demand. In this short video, we'll create an Azure function that is triggered by an HTTP request. Since this is the getting started video, we'll also explore a little bit of the Azure portal functionality. Okay, let's start it. Once you go to function.azure.com, you'll land here and you'll see this view. If you have just one subscription, then you can ignore your subscription. But I have a few, so therefore I will select which subscription I want to create my function app. As you can see, I already have an existing function app, but for the purpose of this video, I want to create a new one. We can go with the default one, but let's see if we can actually find something that looks nicer. So let's go with function getting started. And I'll create this function app in West US. I'll go ahead and click the create. Creating a function app takes several seconds, so this will give me an opportunity to explain what is a function app. You can think of a function app as a place where your function actually run. They're somewhat kind of a container, but not exactly. Once your function app is created, you'll be redirected to the Azure portal and you'll see the Azure function UI, which basically looks like this. As you can see, I have no functions right now. It's very easy to create new functions. You can either hit the new function buttons to the top left, or you can create from scratch, or you can actually even bind to source control, which will probably cover in later videos. But just to get started, just to get an idea, the easiest way will be, for example, to choose a webhook and API and simply create a new functions. This will create a function with a default name for me, a default Node.js HTTP triggered webhook. As you can see, it goes through a wizard. The first tab we'll see is the develop. Develop is where you can quickly and easily edit and test your code. If we go next, we'll go to the integrate. Integrate tab is where you define what triggers your functions. And whether you want to bind the outputs, for example, to specific output binding that are offered by Azure functions like storage or queues. Function app settings is where you configure helpful features like continuous integration, course, or Swagger for API definition. This is the right time to point out that functions run on top of the app service, and therefore you're getting all the benefits of applications running on top of app services. Right, so with that in mind, next step is actually to start a little bit of coding and see how it works. So as you can see, this is the function that we have created. It's a rather simple webhook HTTP trigger Node.js application that was created for me. And off the bat, top of here, you can see there is a URL. This URL is fully functional and running, so all I need to do is simply come here, hit the paste button, and that's it. My function is running. I need to pass some parameters or requirement if you want to see specific. If I go look at the code, I either can pass a parameter called name on the query string, or I can actually pass it in the body. So query string will be easy for me, so let's go ahead and add name equal Yochai. And hello Yochai, as you can see, straightforward, pretty much working. Let's say that we want to change a little bit of the function. So let's say I want to add, for example, Azure function is awesome. I'm going to hit the save button, which will allow you, give me the opportunity to actually scroll down a little bit and to show you further more of the UI. You can see here, there is a log view, which actually can show the logs and actions that happen on the function. So you can see my function started several times as I run it and test it. And when I've saved the function, actually detected that we have changed, made some change with the code, obviously, and then reloaded the function. So now the function is ready to run with the change. And if I continue to scroll down, you can see I can pass parameters in the request body, for example, name Azure. So let's change this to my name again, and I'll hit the run button. Fairly quickly again, you can see logs, you can see the new run has been logged here, and you can see the output, and I guess there is a little bit of an issue with the output. I'm missing a space here, so I'm going to easily go ahead, add a space here, let me save again, and just to show this thing works across the board, and go ahead, redirect, refresh. There still seems to be an issue here. Let's go ahead and make some change again. Hit the save button. Functions got reloaded. Good. Go ahead, refresh, and here it is. So, I hope you enjoyed this short video and saw how easy it is to get started with Azure Function. Now it's your turn. Go to functions.azure.com to get started. Thank you.